Starto.
Okay. You do the intro this time.
Again.
What do you mean again?
Hello and welcome to Bring Crumbs Podcast. Today with
Amy?
I am
Amy?
Amy,
Nein,
AMY.
nein, 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 das ist scheiße. Amy.
Amy. EMI.
EMI.
No, that's.
Or do you want AMY?
Nah, that's girly, man.
Yes.
yeah, and I'm Metzko,
And I'm
and
psycho.
yes, the disaster child. I'm saying that every episode.
Fuck you.
So, this time we are going to continue with the random shit questions. Because we have our guest Amy, we have high expectations that he delivers his funny answers.
I'm here to disappoint. I'm sorry.
Don't be. Okay, how do we want to start? Amy, give
Just
me a number.
or you just
15.
15. What would be your weapon of choice in a zombie apocalypse?
Das. Fuck, ah, never mind.
What?
Does size matter?
The what?
Does the size of the weapon matter?
No, which would be the weapon of choice? So don't say nuke.
Oh,
Okay.
would prefer something without. I would prefer something that doesn't require as many resources. But.
Melee weapon.
Yeah, I was gonna say that, preferably not melee as well. So it's a weapon that can use resources, but not in form of ammunition, It has to be preservative.
A bow or a
Oh,
crossbow?
nah, that's yeah, you would get yourself killed. Trying to think of something that would make sense.
Throwing rocks.
Yeah, rocks. If I was strong enough, then this would be actually pretty good. But I would say, give me a minute. I was about to say flamethrower, but that would be even worse than any.
That
Yeah.
needs
Shit. Yeah,
Yeah.
things I don't want to give a simple answer because I could just say assault rifle, but that's not very effective.
I would like a sword.
To think.
Because a sword is I think better than a baseball bat, because once you cut off like the arms and the head, they can't hurt you anymore.
True. I think I would go with something with more impact, like a sledgehammer.
A sledgehammer, ooh, that's a good one.
Gotta be careful though. But you need a lot of strength, that's for sure.
If you survive for like 1 month with a sledgehammer, you're strong enough.
All right. Okay then, I will agree on the sledgehammer.
Psycho?
I will just die.
Just die. Weapon of choice, sleeping pills.
Yes.
Okay, next number.
Or you can just ask the
Or?
questions.
Oh, am I supposed to choose a number?
You can either say a number, or if you want, I can just look for good questions.
I could nah, I'm just gonna guess. How about 9?
Nine. What is your spirit animal?
Mine is cat. Like
question, parrot. Can skip. Parrot.
Parrot.
Why?
First of all, they're like my favorite animals, but to come to think of it, it's not like you know, not generic cat dog type of person. In far, not in the way of I prefer them, but in the way I behave. I would say parrots, if birds in general are just very, if you treat them well, very passionate animals. And I think they make great friends. So if, and if I take a look at myself, I would just say that I'm someone who's easygoing with most people.
So
that's why I parrot.
This answer is surprisingly wholesome.
Yes.
What did I answer for that question? I don't remember.
You answered cat too.
Armored lizard. Armored lizard.
Ah, yeah.
Armored lizard.
That too.
Okay. Next question.
18.
18. Age of consent. Would you bust?
I thought that was a question.
Which would you prefer to have as your roommate, a goat or a bird? We already
bird, of course.
Yeah, we already got the answer.
Who would want why would you want a goat inside your room?
Who the fuck wants a goat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen some videos where people had like pigs and goats inside their rooms, like domesticated ones. But why would you take that over a bird? I see why you could have them as pets, but it's not something they're like suited to be.
The only thing I could imagine with a goat is as emergency food.
Yes.
Okay, next question.
Two.
Okay. I remember this question. Is cereal soup?
No.
No, why not?
Soup is generally warm, and there's no way you will eat warm cereal.
I eat warm cereal.
Also, soup mostly contains water, even the milk types. Even they contain some water. Whereas cereal, there's no way you will put any type of water in there. It's just milk.
But if you make cereal with vegan milk, there contains water.
Then you're disgusting. That's not considered cereal.
Okay.
Oh man.
We lost all vegan listeners now.
I'm so glad he came. I'm so glad he came. Okay, next question.
11.
11. Do you think cavemen had nightmares about cavewomen?
Again? Cave?
Do you think cavemen had nightmares about cavewomen?
I mean, how do I phrase it for sounding sexist? Like,
just phrase it. Just do it. Just say it.
I mean, they probably did not have any concepts in terms of, you know, marriage, empowerment and shit. So I would say they probably didn't have any nightmares since the way these people behave was probably in terms of power. And especially back then, our genetic structure was a lot more dominant. There were bigger differences. So I don't think that was ever the case. But of course, there are always exceptions. But I can't speak for them, sadly.
Okay, that's an interesting answer because I answered yes, they have nightmares, but they will not be the first nightmares that come to their minds because they lived in a dangerous time. They would much rather have a nightmare about like the fucking animals that could kill them at night rather than have nightmares about the cave woman.
But to be honest, I actually can't imagine a scenario because also I'm not educated well enough to know what their behaviorism was.
Probably classic alpha male stuff, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
but in terms in between them, like would they, how often would it come to conflict and shit?
They
Like,
were.
was this a big problem back then, or were they able to, kind of socialize?
I doubt it because there was no communication. Or did they understand Ubabunga?
But just like animals, people, I see. Animals just communicate instinctively. They just know what to do, and that was probably the same for us back then too.
Could be.
Body language and shit,
Body language, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
Okay, next question. Amy, say a n number and I have questions too.
Oh, okay.
Four.
Four. What's invisible but you wish people could see?
Invisible in what means? Like actually invisible, physically invisible, or
Something you can't see. Invisible.
that's what it means, invisible cookie.
I mean, okay, wait. I know what would I want them to see. There's not much. Wait, there's a lot that's invisible, but how much do we profit of this? If you could actually see something that's invisible, like I could say, I know oxygen, so what's the point now? We would just be blinded because now everyone
Because it's everywhere.
yeah, now everyone can see what we're actually breathing, but that won't be practical.
I don't know
Yeah.
why my brain went to that answer that I have, but I wanted to say my friends. I don't have invisible friends. I just wanted to say it.
Imagine, wait. Imaginary friends. That could be a good thing, but I don't know if that would actually count because it's something that's inside your mind and your mind only.
What about thoughts?
Oh,
Nah,
no.
that would be
No,
disastrous.
that would actually break the world. Yes. I don't know what is invisible.
Yeah, that's question's confusing.
I don't know what is invisible. If I had the number four, Amy. The question would have been, what sport would be the funniest to add a mandatory amount of alcohol to?
Okay, good question. If I would say swimming, then everyone would just
Drown.
suffocate, drown.
You know what I picked?
Oh,
Ice
yeah, let me.
hockey.
Ice hockey.
Ice hockey would be funny, right?
Or American football.
Wait. How about martial arts?
Martial arts, ooh, that. That would be funny. The drunken master fist.
Judo.
Judo.
But they would just throw each other against him.
And they would fall over first before they throw someone else.
Yeah, that's a good question.
What's the sport called when you walk on the on a rope, or like this rope thing? This what is it called?
On the you mean the shit people at the circus do?
Yes.
Good question. I don't know what that's called, but I know what you mean.
Acrobatic. And...
acrobatics.
Yes. That would be funny.
Yes. It would be also very challenging for them.
Yes.
Okay, all right, next question.
Next question.
25.
Cookie, you or me?
Ooh.
Mimi, wait. Which body part do you wish you could detach and why?
let me think. I mean, without dying, I would say my bladder. But I don't have any problems pissing, so... but outside of that, I would say my... Nah. You know, what would you... Practical, like, my ears or something. My pair of ears.
My nose.
Your nose.
If someone farts, I just detach it. And
yeah. For me, it's just... If I just want some peace of mind, I would just detach my ears. Just be deaf for a few minutes. I don't know if that's offensive to anyone, but...
I'm being funny and I stay with my dick.
Thank you for the rated content.
I have done it again.
What's your 25?
My 25 isn't really that interesting. What would you rather? Have no nose, but have really good smelling fingers? Or be blind, but have a really nice smile? That's really boring.
The fingers.
The fingers.
I would have all my five senses, of course.
Yeah, I would rather have no nose. Next one.
Six.
Oh my god, again. Is hot dog a sandwich? Why or why not?
Sandwich.
I would say yes.
We gotta think first. If you want to make a hot dog, do you really need hot dog bread or just does any kind of bread work?
Because what's the difference between hot dog bread and normal bread?
I know hot dog bread just looks funnier, right? But if you for example just use generic loaf, I think if that's possible, then yes, this could also be a sandwich.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is a sandwich because yes. it is something edible in between bread.
So everything, like hamburgers too.
Technically a sandwich, yes.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of English words in particular have wonky definitions, so it wouldn't be surprising if anything could be a sandwich, really.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna skip mine because it's would you rather have no nose or no arms, which is a stupid question.
Why is why is your question all without nose and arms and stuff like that? What good did question. You Google?
right, next question. How many questions are there?
70. I have
71.
Oh. I have 81.
So,
Then 42.
My 42 is what song would you play if you were at a party?
Shit. Let me open up Spotify.
Let me open up Spotify. Let's go. And I'm gonna change my answer from previous
Yeah,
episodes
me
because
too.
yeah,
I
that
got
was
mine. Can I
boring.
say it?
No.
Please.
At the party, you say,
Yes.
yeah, and I was not the kind of person to choose, but yeah, kind of fucking I can choose it.
Yeah, you
I
have.
don't have the kind of songs to listen to a party, you know, that's which is why I can have trouble choosing.
I don't really have many party songs, but I have one really good one. Is "Don't Threaten Me with a Good Time" from Panic at Disco. That's a funny song that would be good at a party.
Yep.
Yeah, looking at my playlist, I just can't pick one.
Okay.
Like none of
So
these.
mine is Dua Lipa levitating.
what?
Levitating.
What levitating?
Oh.
That's the song title.
Oh, you're talking about the song. I thought you were
Yes.
saying your question, the number
No,
42.
no. The question is,
Yeah. Okay, say it. Now I want to hear it.
Should I?
Yes.
Say me done?
Yes,
Yeah,
yes.
he didn't do it.
I just think I can't choose a song. Like none of these are a worry. It's like something would just play at the gym, maybe. Not at the party.
Okay.
Then say what you will play at the gym.
Okay, that's a lot. Let me
Your
see.
most favorite song.
Thing is, I don't really have a favorite because I just, you know, I'm the kind of person who listens to a song, th thinks it's good, and just puts it in a giant playlist.
Good same. Good
And
same. Good fucking same.
then after a while, just forgets about the song.
Oh.
Same. Dude, I'm in this picture and I don't like it.
I would say I have a few more songs on my YouTube playlist, but from I would say The World Calling.
The what?
The World Calling
The World Calling.
by Dare for Tomorrow.
Okay.
Wait, I wanna know what song that is. Can you say that again?
The World Calling, oh,
The
I'm just gonna
World
send the link.
Calling from There for Tomorrow.
I'm just gonna send the link. Give me a second.
Oh, I know that one. Yes.
Okay, good. Then never mind.
Okay, now your question, number 42.
So, what two totally normal things become really weird if you do them back to back?
Ah, all right. That's not a hard question. Let me think. Fuck, it's a hard question, man, right? The thing is, that's something has happened quite often to me, but now thinking about it, I just can't make an example. Wait. So for me it would be something like going to the gym. But the thing is, after the gym, anything else is pretty normal because it's an outside activity. Because even doing some kind of other sport after going to the gym is normal, so... Shit. Two normal activities to make it awkward. Let me see. I mean, it's a simple question. There's a lot of combinations. But I'm just trying to remember something that has happened to me recently.
What did Ham say last time?
I don't remember. Last time I said putting your feet up and shitting.
That's good. Never mind. That's
exactly, yes.
So it can also be two less significant things.
Yes.
Okay, scratching your head, then give a handshake? I think that's disgusting.
Scratching your balls and giving a handshake.
That yeah, that's the flavor, man. Yeah, I'm pretty clueless right now. You know, those are like the easy questions I can answer.
Saying hello to the bus driver and laughing.
Oh, this reminds me of some. One time I was just entering the bus. Was like sixth grade or something. I was listening to music.
Yeah.
And there was an old woman right behind me. And the bus driver probably said good morning and I didn't hear that. And usually you just don't talk to the bus driver at all. So which is why the old woman behind me just tapped on my shoulder and told me how disrespectful I was. Oh. Since I wasn't saying good morning to the bus driver. I was kind of startled by this.
Understandable.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
Yes.
Any more questions?
Depends how long have we been recording.
Huh?
Depends how long have we been recording.
Yeah, I can answer one, two more questions.
Yes.
Okay.
We have time. Fine.
Number. I am surprised right. You haven't said the funny number yet.
I deliberately did not. 68. 68.
Mine first?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh my god. You know, I just dropped out of uni. And right now I'm seeking to go to a... what's Ausbild in English?
Good question.
Is that word for that? All right. Let's just say I just found a job and go to school at the same time, in hopes of gaining experience to hopefully do something IT based in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But because right now I would say I wasn't suited for going to uni yet, mainly because I lack experience in terms of IT knowledge, but also because of, you know, the current situation in Germany where you can't actually visit your university, which makes education a bit harder.
Yeah.
And since this was my first year, there really was no way to adjust to, you know, the university would just sit in random online classes and they expect you to you know, finish the work you're being given each week, which didn't quite work out.
Yep.
So I just decided to drop out and do something else in the meantime.
You know, I'm surprised that you answered it normally. I thought you would answer it as something meme related.
I mean, it's something that's on my mind quite often. So
okay, that's fair. That's okay. What I want to be when I grow up, What would I be?
Good
I don't
question.
know. I started like many different routes, like at the same time, doing music. I wanna do a web manga. I wanna do live streaming. Like many things at the same time. I wanna learn Japanese and stuff. So probably to have an overall topic, overall title, entertainer.
Yeah, same.
That's good yet specific goal. That's quite good, to be honest. The more specific, the more fun it is probably.
Yes.
I still haven't made up my mind in terms of what exactly I want to be. I just know the direction. But I
So
think that's okay.
you want to do
Yeah.
IT, right?
Well, IT in terms of the job basis, but I don't really know what I actually want to do. Because there's a lot you can do in that direction.
Okay, fine. Good, next question. 68 from your list. What is it?
For mine is, if over time you replace parts on a car, at what point does it stop being the same car you bought? How many parts do you need to replace to make it a new car? That's
Well,
I haven't read that.
I have a friend who's basically placing a part every second week, and
What?
he still thinks of his car as his own.
Isn't it the same problem in One Piece with the ship once they burned it but used the same parts? No, they said
No.
it was a new ship that is a.
I would say as soon as you just completely refine the, what's called.
I think once you have.
I forgot word, but first of all, if you replace the engine, you just get different performance of out of a car, that's for sure. So at that point it would be a new car. But also if you exchange or just freshen up the interiors of the car to something completely different. It would also give you a different feel. So I would say if the car completely visually looks different, then it's a new car for me. Or just completely feels different. Either way works.
Okay,
Yep.
I don't understand enough about cars, so I just wanted to say if more than 50% of the parts are exchanged, it is not the same car anymore.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's a fair answer.
Next question. Two more questions. You only say one number and from my list and from her list. And those are the last questions, okay?
58.
58. Which would you rather win, the lottery or to be named employee of the month every month? The
Huh?
lottery. The lottery, of course, the fuck?
What?
Why would I care?
What
I
did
mean,
you?
at first, to be fair, I also don't want to be at the later stages of my, employment life. I don't want to be an employee myself. I just, want to be my own boss. So something as being employee of the month kind of gets degrading after a while, since you just won't make any progress.
Yeah, second, you understand the question?
Nope.
Which would you rather win, the lottery or to be named employee of the month every month?
Lotto.
Yeah, same. Because I don't want to be an employee in the first place, so
Yes.
lottery is my ticket out of here. Okay,
Let's go.
your number 58.
You're a mad scientist. Which scientific experiment would you run if money and ethics weren't an issue?
Cat girls.
Okay, wait, let me think. So
I'm taking Elon Musk's job.
What about cat boys?
How about something like
humans? I'll take it.
I think I would go with something like broad brainwashing.
Huh? Brainwashing? Do you want slaves?
No,
we can work
like
together.
I mean, if you think about it, there's currently a lot of problems, like in terms of civilization, and mostly because there's lack of cooperation. So if you would just forcefully make people submit to what you think is right, which, you know, I can't advocate for it, but let's say there's something that's objectively right and you just make people do it. Or, like, I would say...
Yes, but if that technology gets in the hands of, like,
the wrong people, yeah,
then you're fucked.
Yeah, that would backfire for sure.
Yeah, but cat girls wouldn't backfire.
But let's say in the right minds with the right intention, that would actually change the world for sure. For the better. But
if
I don't
you,
know.
If you
but
know,
the thing
if
is,
you're
that,
safe,
hmm? Yeah, the thing is, it's just morally not acceptable to control people for what you think is good. Which is why I think it's kind of a dilemma, since in one way it's right, because there's only good intention, and there's a lot of things people just do which are straight up bad with no benefits whatsoever. And if something like, you know, mass brainwashing would fix this against their will, which, to be honest, if you think about this, government kind of does the same.
Yes.
They just feed us with some bullshit laws, which slowly but surely turns into their favor.
Hmm.
But I'm not sure, something around, you know, something like just controlling people for the better of this world. Something that just goes temporarily, not forever, just to fix the big problems we have right now.
So if we work together, we have cat human slaves. Okay. What would you do, Psycho?
I say cat boys.
A cat boys. Okay.
Or? Yeah, cat boys.
All right, I didn't specify. What? I wanted to say obedient cat girls.
Backwards.
Yes.
So I'm just all for fixing what civilization has.
Do you want to fix it? I am horny on main. Okay, I think that's it. I think that's enough.
Yes. You do the Woo! Outro!
I'm doing the outro. Okay. Follow us on Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Do we have TikTok?
Yeah, but without content.
Oh, yeah. Don't follow us on TikTok. No, you cannot follow us on TikTok, but you don't have to follow us in real life. Subscribe to YouTube, follow us on Spotify or on the other podcast apps like Google, Apple, and Geezer or something.
Is Deezer, called, not...
Right? Deezer. Deezer. Old Geezer. Okay, I have in Mexico. The other dumb host was Psycho, and our guest was Amy. A-M-Y.
No, E-M-I.
E-M-I. And thank you for listening. Until next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.